Hello and welcome to another very exciting, very special, and new episode of Online with USU. We have Dan and we have our marketing assistant Alexis here today. And today we're going to have a very civil debate between Dan and Alexis about which is better, typed notes or handwritten notes. And how is this going to work? Alexis will be defending, she'll be going first, and she's going to be defending the team of typed notes. So any notes taken using electronic devices. And Dan will be, he'll go second. He will defend the oh so important and much longer history of handwritten notes.
Yeah, because there's no bias here.
No bias. So we're gonna start. Alexis, I have a timer for 2 minutes. I'll let you know when 30 seconds are left so you can prepare your final thoughts. And then we'll jump over to Dan. All right, Alexis, you have the floor.
Awesome. So I think as a student, we've all been in that situation when the teacher is just like kind of blabbing on. She's doing the slideshow or whatever, right? And you're kind of paying attention, not really. And then you recognize, crap, I have to get as much of this information down as possible, or else I'm failing this test. I don't know about you guys, but literally that has been a large part of my college experience. And in all honesty, typing notes is the best way to get the most information as quick as possible. In a world where we've been immersed in typing, we all took that CE class back in the day when you had to learn typing skills, right? So we all are fairly proficient in typing skills. So, if you want to capture the most information as possible from your professors in the least amount of time, you need to be typing. Because how many of us have also hit the writer's cramp, right? When you're writing handwritten notes and you're dedicated, you're thinking it all, but your hand just cramps up and then you can't get down the information you need because your hand hurts. Pain is a real factor, right? I mean, college is already a little bit of a pain. Why make it any more painful by writing handwritten notes? Also,
30 seconds.
oh, perfect. Also, it allows us to access our information quickly. In a world where we're used to instant gratification, looking things up on Google, doing different things, who wants to scroll through all of their handwritten notes, the big binders, composition notebooks, right? Why not just hit the find or the search capacity? And be able to find your information quickly so that you can maybe not have to prepare as much for class.
Time up. Well done, Alexis. I forgot I didn't have a timer on, so I had to
Oh, I
keep
liked
an
it
eye
though. Once you did
on the
it,
time. My
I
little
cut
X.
off.
Time up. No more. All
Exactly.
right, I got a timer
Big
on it
like
now.
buzzer.
All right, Dan,
Okay.
your first of two defenses or reasonings, you have the floor.
All right, thank you. Well, for everybody that isn't wealthy enough to bring a laptop to class or have an iPad or tablet, there is nothing wrong with having a good old pen and paper. Not only is it accessible to everybody, it is very adaptable. Not only are you, I mean, you can do more than just write, you can draw, you can chart, you can circle, highlight, underline, and it can all be very, very quickly without having to worry about messing with your touchpad or worrying about hotkey sequences, right? Also, it's less distracting because you've got a laptop or you've got an electronic device. You're being bored out of your brain. All of a sudden, you're on Facebook or you're on something else that's distracting you even more. Not to mention, when you start taking your notes, if you start spelling things wrong, because let's face it, who does type at 120 words per minute with zero errors? You're going to start getting those red flashes come up when you're typing, and it's going to be distracting. You're going to want to have to go back and fix it, which is just going to waste time. And let's face it, the whole point of note taking is not to capture the lecture verbatim. So, yes, if you're using a pen and pencil, you're able to quickly jot things down and you're able to focus on the main ideas because let's face it, you don't want to actually have to write any more than you have to. So, that actually makes your notes better because it's only the important stuff that you're recording. It requires more critical thinking and engenders that when you go back to study them. It's again highlighting the important things. Also, if you've got ideas that come to you suddenly, it's very easy to, draw a little arrow off and write in the margin. You can annotate your notes while you're
30
writing them.
seconds.
So, the biggest, and talking too fast here, because there's just so much to say.
Deep breath, Dan. You only got 16 seconds.
To be honest, I think that I've established my point very, very well here. Note-taking with a pen and paper is a very versatile, very convenient, very accessible way of taking notes that forces you to think critically, which engages your mind in the lecture and keeps you more involved with your class.
All right, time up, no more. Okay. All right, you both have done very, very well. All right, Alexis, your second defense. I don't know, is it defense, your second reasoning? I don't know. We'll call it.
Yeah, I kind of defending my other reasoning, but.
Go, you have the floor.
Awesome. Also, I just want to point out, how many times have you as a student ripped a piece of paper or lost your notebook or spilled your water on your notebook? And then all of your notes are gone, thrashed. Then what are you supposed to do when the finals come up? I mean, laptops are a safer space. You can store it in Google Drive. You can store it in the cloud. You can store it on your laptop. Yes, hard drives crash. But there's so many ways to store your information now. A laptop is just a better use. And also, I'm so glad, Dan, that you actually brought up the payment issue. I also thought about that laptops are expensive. And especially initially, right? They seem like, oh, if I'm gonna get a nice laptop, I need to be spending maybe $200 to $400 on a laptop. But in a world where most of your education is remote, and we're speaking to online students right now, you have to have a laptop. You have to have accessibility to computers, right? I mean, and in all honesty too, let's think about how much does a pen cost, like a group of Bic inexpensive pens. And that's not for the bougie people who buy their fancy color coded.
30 seconds.
Right? That's going to be like $25 per box, 8 semesters of school, that's $200. Then getting notebooks, $240. So in all actuality, $440 that you could be spending on a lifetime investment of a laptop, which makes you more marketable, not in college, but outside of college too.
Ooh, 5 seconds to spare. Well done, Alexis. Woo! I'm not biased. Okay.
That was all pretty good. There were some good points there. You're going to edit that out, right? Because I can't, of course, acknowledge that.
I think you should keep it in.
No, Dan, we're keeping this whole thing in. I'm not editing this out.
You also agree with him.
All right, Dan, here starts your second 2-minute spiel. Go for it.
All right. Alexa, you brought up some good points there. I would like to point out that I think that your terminology of a lifetime investment of a laptop is a little short-sighted, shall we say, but my life has also been longer than yours. So we'll attribute that to me being a little bit more aged. We'll just leave it at that. In terms of the cost, I do believe that it is much cheaper and, as I said, more accessible to take notes by hand, simply because you can find pens and notebooks anywhere. You don't have to worry about going to a store. If you forget your supplies, you can either borrow them from someone else because no one has any problem with lending those sorts of materials, or swing by the campus store and pick up the stuff that you need. And I really want to emphasize the fact that when it comes to taking notes, you cannot beat the versatility of pencil and paper. When was the last time you took math class notes in a math class and tried to write out your equations in a word processor? You know, it's far easier to run your computations and those sorts of things to keep up with the professor, not have to worry about all of the special applications or programs that you have to have on a laptop or on any sort of electronic device. And again, electronic devices require special skills. I said, if you want to take notes effectively on a computer, you really have to know your hotkeys. You really have to know your applications. If you're going to take them on a tablet, you really need to have the right equipment. You know, you look at the Apple pencils or the Logitech crayons or whatever. If you try to take notes with something else, it's not nearly as effective. Whereas a solid number 2 pencil or a mechanical pencil or pen, they will not fail you. You can use them very efficiently. They are so straightforward to use. And again, they really focus your attention on what's important, because the whole point of taking notes is not to copy everything verbatim. If you were going to do that, you just use a voice recorder.
All right, Dan did it with 6 seconds to spare. He's got you beat by 1 second. Stop. Oh my gosh, why won't it turn off?
Okay. I was expecting like a
No, I just clicked the first thing that popped up. All right. Thank you both for your thoughts. We will open up the floor for 3 minutes where you guys can have a healthy debate with each other. I will be enjoying a Reese's peanut butter cup while you do this.
You can talk until I finish this Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah, you have it to like finish these. They're actually not just any peanut butter cups. They're the eggs.
So oh, these are the best ones.
I know.
That would last me all of about 6 seconds.
I have an opinion that like the Reese's peanut butter cup itself is the worst version of the Reese's peanut butter cup. Like, all of the holiday things with like the Santa one or like the egg or whatever, I think is better than the original. Almost every
topic for another debate, I guess.
that'll be off the company time, right?
Sure, definitely. All right, so I'll open it up for 3 minutes, and then we'll give 1 minute for closing thoughts. So you guys have the floor. Feel free to converse.
I did like how you pointed out about the potential damage to notes. And yet I think that it's a lot. If I drop my notebook, it doesn't take nearly as much damage as it does if you drop your notebook.
This is true. If you drop a laptop, like, that really sucks. But honestly, like, there's so much ability that it won't break. Like, the amount of times I've dropped my laptop, and we're not gonna talk about that too much because it hurts my soul a little bit.
See, and I'm just, there we go. Oh, whoops, I dropped my notebook. Oh, whoops, whoops. Let me throw it across the room.
It's true. But also, like, why wear and tether a notebook? And what are you gonna do with that notebook? Like, there's so much more you can do with a laptop than just taking notes. Like, I feel like your main point, which is very valid, is that, like, there isn't this versatility that you can have in handwritten notes, but a laptop is extremely versitile.
I'm willing to bet on that Google,
you can do that. You need to look at your Canvas assignments while you're also in class. You can do that. You want to look up the calendar before, which not saying I've done it, but but quickly get to know what is going in your class beforehand. You need to be able to have the versatility of a laptop.
I will concede that a laptop has more tools than a notebook and pen do, but I do not concede that it is more versatile in terms of taking notes and its usage in class. Simply because, I mean, heck, even if we're going to talk about, if you're not looking to take notes, a notebook is more versatile in that you can doodle, you can write your own stuff, and the professor cannot get mad at you for looking at websites that you shouldn't be.
That's true, but I'm also concede that if someone is just doodling and not paying attention anyway, they're going to do that whether they have a laptop or not. It's not hard to not pay attention in class if you don't want to be paying attention.
Of course. I'm just saying that notebooks are even better than laptops in that regard because you won't get in trouble. It's harder for them to know that you are not paying attention in class with a notebook than it is with a computer when you're suddenly smiling at something that you're seeing on Facebook rather than paying attention to their lecture.
That's true. No, but once again, that's not exactly the debate, when, right? Like
30 seconds.
Or we're debating which is better, notebooks or laptops.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I disagree about that a note-taking on a laptop isn't versatile. On my OneNote task ability, I can draw, I can put in equations, I can do all of those things very easily on a laptop. And once I get home and I have scratch paper, if I really wanted to do it there, I could too. But why carry around 5 notebooks when I could just carry around my laptop to be able
That's
to
very true.
Type notes?
All right, time's up. Woo!
I loved how you were just like sitting back, like you were lounging against your chair with your arm up, with your
I got my
just
jelly
like,
beans.
Yep, you guys just go ahead and talk.
Christmas egg or whatever it's called. Yep. This was very enjoyable.
I bet. Both of us are jealous.
It's so true.
All right. I'll just give you 1 minute. Yes. Your turn is coming, Alexis. Oh, wait, no. Dan's the next moderator. No. Yeah, you're the next moderator. Then you can sit back and relax.
It's perfect.
Moderator privileges. Yes. All right.
Yes. I should get some Reese's peanut butter cups too.
Hey, you want one? I'll put one through the screen.
Oh, yes, perfect. Can we put that on the P card?
Now the confessions.
This is podcast supplies. What's the 6 month supply of Reese's peanut butter cups?
Oh, you know. All right. Alexis, I'll give you your first minute for closing thoughts, summarize, and then Dan will go to you. So you have the floor, Alexis.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Jessica. And honestly, thanks so much, Dan, too. I've loved talking about this and just figuring out what's best for each student. I think that in all honesty, both are really helpful and can be really helpful for both students, all kinds of students, right? It's just finding what's best for you. And I think that with typed notes, it's just the most easily accessible, the best, most convenient option, the best place to store notes, to be able to understand notes, quickly sift through information and intake the most information. You don't have to worry about pesky like writer's cramps or the handwriter's block.
15 seconds.
You're wondering what was said on that last slide because you've already got it typed down. I think that typed notes are just the most versatile and best option for the on-the-go college
student. Time's up. All right, thank you, Alexis.
That was cutting it close.
It was.
I definitely didn't have 5 seconds this time.
No. All right, Dan, you have 1 minute. You have the floor. I'll give you 15 thank second you. Heads up. Sorry, I forgot to tell you, Alexis. You're good. Go for it, Dan.
So when it comes to taking notes, the whole important, as I see it, the important part is recording information, right? And when it comes to capturing that information, I really don't think it's possible to beat the notebook, simply because if I'm a student on the go and someone stops me to tell me something, I can put my bag down, grab my notebook and pencil out very easily, jot down the information, draw a map, do whatever I need to capture the information that I need, and then close it up and put it back in my bag for later. I can, if I need to, I can go and put that back into a computer if I want. But really, when it comes down to it, I carry my laptop wherever I go. 15 seconds. I also carry a notebook and a variety of pencils and pens so that if I need something quick, I can just pull that out. I don't have to worry about a boot up sequence. I don't have to worry about a power on sequence. I don't have to worry about finding a place to put it. I can hold it in my hand, jot down what I need to.
Time's up.
And that's it.
Time up. All right. Well done. All right. Thank you, my fellow, almost said comrades. That's not what I was
saying. Colleagues.
Colleagues.
Yeah. All right. My distinguished colleagues.
Esteemed, distinguished colleagues.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Yes. Thank you for your thoughts. We will put a poll out on the social medias to see what our audience thinks. Students prefer handwritten or typed notes. It'll be very interesting. I will stay in the middle because I have used both.
Well, I think it's worth it to point out that as we were preparing for this episode, both of us acknowledged that we use both styles.
Yeah.
Like this isn't a hardcore debate between two people that are diehard one way or the other. No. This is a debate between two people that use both.
I think the next one we have though is early morning or late night.
That one.
And I think I'm in that one, and I feel very passionate about what I have.
So
that's between you and me, isn't it? Yeah. Alexis is moderating that one, right?
Yeah. If you want to join next time and hear about some debate that's a lot more passionate than this one,
we're gonna get into it. I think if you're still in your other office or in your current office. Once her Amy might be like, what the heck is Dan doing?
my through the wall office mate.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we don't have cubicles. Could you imagine? Like,
yeah.
Cubicles?
Oh my gosh, throwing your mugs.
Yeah,
throwing your notebook.
Anyways, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. Again, go on the social medias, vote which you think is better, which you prefer, and we will see you online.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.